A Study in Job. Paul's Job Experience. In everything, commending ourselves as bondservants of God. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 8. The seeds of Job's travail blossomed throughout God's word in many later writings. They blossomed in Psalms and in Proverbs, and they started to blossom in many of the latter-day prophets. What was born in Job blossoms throughout the God-breathed word. As one by one, we see the same purifying process being perfected in each saint, not as punishment for sins forgiven, but a deeper understanding of God's way. Few lie quietly under God's perfecting process as he searches their deep things. David's grief and Jeremiah's tears are articulate witnesses to this grim reality. But God will have his way in each and all of his chosen bondservants, as each, despite much striving, deep lamentations, and kicking against the pricks, eventually choose to stand firm and trust in his word, in blind faith, despite a myriad of contradictions which strewed each of their dejected paths. Paul is no stranger to the Spirit's exhaustive teachings in his own grief-stricken life. He too addresses the issues of deep privations and hardships in many of his scripts. Paul concluded that in everything, commending ourselves as bondservants of God. After an all-inclusive address in 2 Corinthians 6, Paul finally reaches the end of himself too, as three times he calls on the Lord and thrice begged him to remove his thorn, and three times he heard, "My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is perfected in your weakness." This was no easy lesson for Job, nor David, nor Jeremiah. This was no easy lesson for Paul. The comforter and intercessor for Paul was the one that revealed himself to Job. And as with Job, he implores, urges, and entreats Paul to come to an end of himself, to share unreservedly the innermost depths of his being with his Lord and Saviour. And what follows with Paul, as with Job, is an intimate unveiling of the spirit of prayer. What unfolds is a cherished closeness that blossoms in a hurting heart, eventually. Eventually, after many months and years, indeed after a lifetime of deep distresses. But true spirit-to-spirit sharing only takes place betwixt God and his bondservant, when a man or woman is prepared to come to an utter end of themselves and admit that they are nothing and he is everything. But as with Paul and Job, this remains an arduous and a punishing task. When there is unrestricted, unimpaired, heart-to-heart communion, when there is soul-to-soul communion betwixt his spirit and ours, when a servant of God is willingly brought to an end of himself, willingly, then the heart can cry in deep humility of spirit, "I have heard of you by the hearing of the ear. But now my eye sees you. When that heart cry in everything, commending myself as bondservant of God, in everything, only then can one respond as did Paul. Therefore, most gladly will I rather boast in my weaknesses, in order that the power of Christ may take up full residence in me, working within me alone, leading and guiding me, giving me the strength which I now at last deny comes from myself. Only then can one truly answer, as did Paul and Job and David and Jeremiah, wherefore I am content, content in weakness, content in insults, content in necessities, content in persecutions, content in circumstances, content in the things that subject me to extremity of pressure on behalf of Christ. For when I am weak, then I am filled with his ability and his power, as I rest in him, and as he works through me.